When you can get a drone to respond to your commands by waving your hands, well, it's hard to top that as one of the most fascinating tech innovations for 2017. You don't have to know much about how to operate the DJI Spark drone. You want to go up to, or to the side? Just move your hands. This is fun stuff that takes a lot of the learning curve out of flying a drone. And deal alert, the price has dropped $100 to around $400 for the holidays. Amazon has it for $350, but it's currently sold out. Now, speaking of flying, we don't necessarily buy that the Kitty Hawk Flyer is really going to launch anytime soon, but we love the concept, a flying boat from the co-founder of Google that can cruise over water. The company had originally said the unit would be available by the end of 2017, but with just a few days left for the year, there is scant buying information available on the website, and take it from me, it ain't going to happen. Oh well, we will stay on top of it for 2018. Kitty Hawk isn't the only flying vehicle in the works. Both Toyota and Uber vowed to debut models in just 3 years. And if that seems soon, remember that the Jetsons took place in 2062, so if the companies are a little late, they'll still have 40 years to catch up. Keeping with the transportation motif, 2017 saw a continued increase in the number of automotive companies and technology startups that were turbocharging their self-driving car games. But the biggest move by far was made by Google's self-driving car powerhouse Waymo, which in Phoenix launched the country's first informal autonomous car pickup program. And it's just the beginning. Even General Motors recently said it expects a customer-focused autonomous car ride-hailing program in 2019. That's the year after next. Love it or hate it, you've got to give it to the folks at Three Square Market, which started implanting microchips in their employees in 2017. We never saw anything like that before, and we'll surely see more of it in 2018. The idea is that employees could ditch company badges and just wave their chipped hands to enter the building and the like and use their chips in similar ways to paying for stuff with our smartphones. Here's something else we never saw before. Giving a major tech company the keys to our homes. Amazon introduced the key service to cut down on stolen packages. You pay $250 to Amazon to install a smart lock that Amazon can open. Many found it kind of creepy, though if nothing else, Amazon finally found a way to get all those smart home products actually installed and not sitting on shelves. Let Amazon do the installation. Now, we were in the camp that was underwhelmed by the iPhone X, Apple's first redesigned iPhone since 2014's iPhone 6. So it has a pretty screen, edge-to-edge display, no home button, and facial recognition to unlock the phone. I mean, that's cool, but the animated emojis, called Animojis, is a fun breakthrough, something you've never seen before. 12 animated characters, including a unicorn, fox, and pig, can be used to create messages based on your voice and facial expressions only on the iPhone X, and that's cool. Another iPhone breakthrough is in the world of augmented reality, where Apple introduced tens of thousands of new apps that mix animation with real life. Our favorite was the IKEA Place app, which lets you point your camera at an area of the home or office and superimpose authentic-looking renderings of IKEA furniture to show you what a chair or couch might look like in the corner. Again, something we'd never been able to do before. Keeping with photography in the iPhone, here's something you could never do with the iPhone camera, zoom in all the way. The compact Sony RX10 IV has a mammoth 24mm to 600mm lens. Now that's super wide to Olympic sports style super zoom, and it eliminates the need to haul a huge mega lens. It's in a light body that you could tote anywhere. And did I mention that it shoots 4K resolution video too? Finally, we've covered augmented reality, Animojis, a super camera, flying and self-driving cars, but we saved the best for last, an electric guitar that doesn't need an amp, because it has a built-in one right above the strings. Look, Ma, no cords. You charge up the Fusion guitar like any other tech device, click the on button, and not only do you have power, but great tone as well. Then, to top it off, slip an iPhone into the cradle, click open a guitar app like IK Multimedia's Amplitube, which mirrors the rocking sound of a classic amp, and your volume now goes up several notches, and you are just wailing on the axe. With the app, you could jam along with tracks, record, or just drive the people you live with crazy because you refuse to put the guitar down. Another case of technology improving our lives. What were your tech breakthroughs of 2017? I'd love to see your list. Look for me on Twitter. I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts and stick with USA Today for the latest. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.